Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting third. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock bunts towards 3rd. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Levy applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Schult reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Storti reaches second base with a double. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Levy reaches second base with a double. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shult for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Betancourt. The throw from Berry and he is out, Miller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 0 in the game. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Levy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Levy strikes out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Schult reaches second base with a double. Oliver throws the ball into Miller, who relays the ball to Pickering, who tags Schult trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to second. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 2 in the game. Barry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Oliver moves to second. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hadley Senby now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Barry and he is out, Miller applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barry takes first base on ball 4. Pickering moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Pickering moves to third. Two outs. Al Van Camp pinch hits for Hadley Senby. Alvan Kamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Kamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. We'll see more now pitching. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 4 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.